Get over you. You are incredible. There is no one like you. Thank you so much for pursuing me when I was running from you till you track me down. I'm glad you're a track star, Jesus. I'm glad you're relentless. And I'm glad you don't love like others. I'm glad you love the way you do. And just to be blunt, I'm addicted to your love, Jesus. And I'm just asking that you would draw us into your presence, Lord. These are my friends here, whether they know it or not. Whether I'm their friend or not, they're my friends. And I just want you to draw each one of us unto yourself. Jesus, we want to give you this time. We want you to just be free here. This is your house. And we just want you to feel completely at home. Do what it is you like to do. Lord, we don't just want to honor you. I want you to be able to just be so at home you would be refreshed today. Blessed. Loved on. Accepted. Jesus. Just have your way. I'm asking you would draw hearts. I'm asking you would open eyes. Lord, I'm asking you to do what only you can do. Just reveal yourself. Deal with hearts, each one of us, where we're at. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. How you doing this morning? How's the rest of you doing? Good. I'm so glad. Excited. Good. What did you come for today?
Jesus.
Isn't that cool? It's all because of him. Amen. Good morning, brother. Did you hug anybody this morning? Hey, stand up. Pretend you like somebody. Just hang. Just give somebody a hug. Say hi. Welcome somebody here. Would you do that? right. Are y'all had enough of being friendly now? All right, that's enough of that friendliness stuff. Okay, this is church, remember? Back to the salt mines. Here we go. I was growing up. I got saved when I was... And so I got in church, and then it was like I started growing up. Because, see, I just got born into the family of God, and I was 20 years old. When we used to go to church... Does anybody remember this story? Have I ever told this story? What happened when I'd go to church? When we first started going to church. Okay, I know you've heard all my stories, right? Yeah, I know. Okay, well, let me remind you. I've only told it a few, maybe a dozen times. So let me just tell you one more time. So when I first got saved and got in church, what we used to do was the way they started church off was they had all the kids on one side and the adults on the other. What we would do, I didn't like sitting with the adults because they were all fuddy-duds. Of course, none of y'all are fuddy-duds. Y'all are all going to get involved today. But what we did with the kids was I used to go and sit with the kids, and the preacher would have all the kids, and he would sing with the kids. So I'm going to sing with you this morning, sing some songs, and I want you to sing with me, okay? If you don't know the words, you know why birds hum? Because they don't know the words. So if you don't know the words, hum along, and then if you listen for a little bit, you'll be able to sing. In just a minute, you can pass those out if you want, but there's only like 30 of them, so... Try to get one around to all the adults or whatever because they need help. The kids can pick it up good. The adults are slow. Okay? They need it in black and white. But we're going to sing some songs this morning for kids. Have you ever heard the song? I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay, and I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart, and I'm so happy, so very happy. I got the love of Jesus in my heart.
So go ahead and ask him. Do you have a song to sing today?
Go ahead, Carson.
Here, you got it?
This little light of mine,
I'm gonna
let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Sing all over them, I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over Grand Rapids, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Won't let Satan it out.
I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hiding
under a bushel now. I'm gonna let it shine.
I can hear you.
Lighting under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Jesus loves the little children.
Jesus loves little children. All the little children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in His sight. Jesus loves little children of the world.
Hey, were you singing that time?
Yeah.
Hey, were you singing that time? Go ahead. Let's sing that again. I'm going to walk around. Let's see.
Jesus loves the little children. All the little children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children for the world. Stand up and shout it if you love my Jesus. Stand up and shout it if you love my Lord. I want to know, oh, I want to know. Do you love my Lord? Sit down and whisper if you love my Jesus. Sit down and whisper if you love my Lord. I want to know, oh, I want to know, do you love my Lord?
Y'all got it?
Stand up and shout it. You love my Jesus.
Stand up and tell me you love my Lord. I want to know, oh, I want to know, do you love my Lord? Sit down and whisper if you love my Sit down and whisper if you love my Lord. I wanna know, oh, I wanna know, do you love my Lord?
Hey, kids, you remember last week we did something? We did something together with a song and we asked questions. I want to continue that again this morning, too. Because we answered. The answer was, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Remember that? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. And what kind of questions did we come up with that God could be asking us that we could say yes to Him? Carson?
Last week I said worship Him.
Worship Him. That's a good one. So God says, will you worship me today? And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen. Will you worship me? We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes. Can anybody remember another question? Okay, Daniel. What was another question? Will you serve me? That's right. God asks, will you serve me? And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. Another one that we said is, God says, will you obey me?
Yes!
Because we, kids, we're learning about the Ten Commandments, have been learning quite a while. And that's a pretty big one. Will you obey me?
Yes.
And we say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Another one. We'll do one more. Jackson? Will you read the Bible? God says, will you read my word? We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord.
God, we come before you today and we say yes to you.
Yes.
To whatever you want to ask of us, God. That's in our heart, is to say yes to you. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and and move in us and give us the strength and the life and the ability to say yes to you, God, because we know we can't even say yes to you in our own strength. God, I pray that you would come and that you would show us what you think of us today. There by my side. All that I am, I give to you. For I know that you will break through. I give you my heart. For I know that you care for me. I know that you're for me. You're there when I cry. With every heartbeat, you're there by my side. And all that I am, I give to you. For I know that you will break through. I give you my heart. For
brought me to His banqueting table.
Brought me to
His
banqueting table.
Love. your table, oh God. You do all things well. Just look at our life. In your banner, over me is love. Yes, your banner.
Kids, you can go back to your class now. God, we pray that you would cover them with your love.
Bring new life today. Let us drink again. to a deeper holiness, deeper intimacy. And it's really easy for us to sing the words and to say we want His presence to be here and His glory to be here and we want the rain and we want all of that. But if we think about what it means, it's not just we want Him to come and bless us and we want Him to come and give us a good day or, you know, give us some money or give us a hug. Or those things are awesome, but if we think about intimacy, I was just thinking about it as we were singing, the intimacy and fire and for Him to breathe on us, that He would be so close. And in order for Him to get so close, we have to be able to just let go of everything that comes between us. And we have to be willing to stick it out through all the hard times. You know, if I were to tell my husband that I wanted to be intimate with him and I wanted intimate relationship of knowing his heart and loving him, it's not just that only when he wants to tell me the things I want to hear or when he's wanting to talk about me, you know, and make me feel really good about life, but it's knowing everything about him, knowing his pain. And it means that I have to be willing to let go of some things that might keep us apart. You know, I have to let go of my pride. I have to let go of my selfishness. And with God, what we have to let go of is our sin. We have to be willing to repent. Because otherwise, when He comes, we're not going to be here anymore. You know? We'll be burnt up in that fire. And we'll be swept away in the breath. Because He can't come close if we don't repent. So God is pulling on everyone that's here today to repent. Whatever it is that's keeping you from taking that next step closer, from keeping Him from taking that next step closer, there's something. There's something in everybody that keeps Him, because there's stuff we don't know about, but there are things that some of us know are keeping Him from taking that step. We need to let it go. We can't do anything except tell Him that we're willing to let it go and that we don't want it. Because I want Him more than anything. I want Him more than I want to be comfortable. I want Him more than I want people to like me. I want Him more than I want the world to think I'm cool or beautiful or anything. It's not about that. It's about Him. That's what I want my life to be about. Because I want Him to be able to be inside of me and I want to be inside of Him. And when He's weeping, I want to know, because I want to weep with Him, because I want intimacy. I want intimacy. I want intimacy with Jesus more than anything. God, I just invite You right now, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. I just let go. God, I want You. I want You to have all of me, no matter what. Yeah. Burn everything away that's not of You. I don't care how much it hurts. I don't care how horrible and hard it makes life for a while. I want You. I want You, Jesus, more. More of You, Jesus. Come closer.
Yes.
It sounds really scary. Maybe some of you have never taken any of that. You have no idea what I'm talking about, and it sounds totally freaky. But when God comes to take things away, our sin, and to wipe away the things that we've held on to, you know, our fears and all of that, it seems scary at first, but when we let Him have it, there's such freedom that comes. Because those things lie to us and tell us that they protect us, that they're keeping us safe from people hurting us, but they're actually, they are hurting us, because they're just demons. The fear and the anger and the pride and suspicion and all of that, it's the devil. And he's keeping us from God. And we're trusting him, and he's a liar. So he really can't protect us. And we need God to protect us. We need God to come in and heal us. I just challenge you to do that, to just invite God to come closer to you than he's ever been. Invite God to take you outside of your comfort zone. Just choose to trust him. Choose.
Hungry for to you.
Heart.
A broken heart.
for today. Shalom now, Lord, as we pray. Let your mercies fall from heaven. Sweet mercies flow from heaven. New mercies for today. Shalom now, Lord, as we pray.
God, help us not to resist your mercy. Choose to open up to you, God, because you're safe. You're safe, but you're dangerous too, God. Your passion for us is extreme. Your love for us can overwhelm us if we receive you. But you always have the best in mind for us. You are always for us. We give ourselves to you this day. Mm-hmm.